Hi, this is Teresa Conti, life coach, energy healing practitioner, and author, talking to you once again from Trieste, Italy. Today, I'd like to talk to you about living generously and how doing so not only helps to build a sense of connection, but can also help to alleviate loneliness. We'll also look at 12 different ways for how to live from a generous spirit. But first, I'd like to share a quote by Maya Angelou. She says, "I have found that among its other benefits, giving liberates the soul of the giver." What a beautiful sensation that provides. Because research shows that giving increases the happiness in both the giver and the receiver. For instance, close your eyes and think of a time you felt inspired to give someone a gift. No expectations of anything in return, just for the joy of doing so. It didn't even have to be on any special occasion, just something you felt inspired to do. Now, as you play that scene in your mind's eye, how does that feel? How do you feel? What kinds of sensations does it bring up in your body? Perhaps a sense of expansion, perhaps a sense of joy, of calmness, of peace. On the flip side, many of us find it easier to give than to receive. We may shut down if somebody tries to give us a gift, even a compliment. Oftentimes, I remember in my early days of this work that if someone gave me a compliment, it would be really hard to accept it. And then I learned just to say thank you. So now, if receiving a gift is hard for you, imagine someone gifting you. Doesn't have to be anything special. It can even be a compliment. So now just play that scene out in your mind's eye for a couple of seconds. Take a breath and then silently say thank you. Living generously helps us build connection and is a way to care and feel cared about, which are essential human needs. And best of all, living generously doesn't have to require a large expenditure. In fact, it can cost little to nothing. Whether you're living in your hometown and you've been there your entire life, or you're living as an expat in a new environment, or perhaps even moved to a new community in your hometown, living generously can increase your sense of happiness and lead to new connections. Here are 12 ways to build connection and alleviate loneliness. And perhaps you'll come up with more at the end of today's podcast. I invite you to brainstorm any ideas that come to you even as I'm speaking. So, number one, spend time with people you love and care about. If time is tight, even meeting for coffee or a short walk can let people know that you care and create feelings of joy and connection. Second, call or write to someone who lives at a distance. A brief call to say, "Hey, I'm thinking of you," can brighten someone's day and make us feel loved and cared about as well. Three, give gifts of time, love, caring, and support. For instance, consider helping someone with errands. I remember some time ago, there was an elderly woman crossing the street who was carrying two bags of groceries. I could see that she was struggling and I offered to help her. She accepted and welcomed my offer and I walked her to her home, maybe 5 or 10 minutes away. And as I brought the groceries, the bags of groceries up the steps and put them into her front door, she just had the biggest smile on her face and I walked away feeling so happy and fulfilled. So even something like that can be an amazing way to brighten someone's day and lead to our own sense of joy and happiness. Four, bake your favorite cake and invite someone over for coffee. Five, tell those you care about that you love them. You may think they know, but hearing it drops the message down to a deeper, more significant level. I know sometimes we may feel vulnerable expressing ourselves in this way, but when we take these actions and allow ourselves to stretch and grow, we provide actually an opportunity and a space for other people to do the same. So, as we heal, we never heal alone. As we give, we receive. Next, use your creative abilities. Maybe you write well and you write a poem or paint a picture or gift someone with a special photo. You know what? It doesn't even have to be yours. You could send a poem that you really love. You could send a picture of something that you've seen. There are many, many ways to use our creative abilities. Do you like children? If so, you can offer someone a free night out and babysit their kids. Today, as I was in the supermarket, I ran into somebody that I know who teaches in a middle school here in Trieste, Italy. I heard her calling my name and I turned around. I haven't seen her in quite a long time. I had been to her class several years ago just as a way to show up and support her and have a fun time interacting with the kids. And she asked me if I'd like to do that again. And I immediately said yes, just because the act of giving opens up a sphere of possibilities and opportunities that serve as a blessing, not only to those who are receiving the gift, but again, to us as well. Number 8, if you're good at organizing, perhaps there's someone that you can help clear out their closets, organize their garage, or reduce their clutter. If you were living here in Trieste, I might ask for your help in paring down the bulk of papers that I need to sort through. Number 9, know someone who's going out of town? Even taking in the mail or offering to feed their cat can be a significant blessing. Number 10, invite people you'd like to know to your home for an aperitivo, or again, for coffee and cake, for a drink. It doesn't have to cost a lot. You can even invite a group of people and turn it into a potluck. If you're tech-savvy, for instance, you can offer to help someone who's struggling with a computer project. Number 12, most importantly, let people know you appreciate them. Gratitude is an amazing practice that when you do so, when you do tell someone you appreciate them, be specific and tell them why. And just a closing note, don't take it personally if someone refuses your offer to help in some way. It's not about you. It's something going on in their own lives. So choose someone else and try again. And I wish you happy giving. And until next time, I hope you found today's podcast helpful. If so, I'd love to hear your comments. You can find me on Facebook at Reconnecting to You. That's RECONNECTING, the number 2 YOU, or via email at Teresa@reconnectingtoyou.com. Thanks for listening. I'm wishing you a happy, healthy day. Bye-bye.